person does tshuva, and the mitzvah has been olam l'chaveroi, besides the tshuva that he has to do, that he went against the Rosh's command not to do the severa, he also has a requirement to rectify the situation. He has to pay the money back, or if he stole something, etc. He also has to be mafayis the individual that he harmed. He has to appease him. He has to ask mechila in such a way that the person feels appeased and he's willing to be meichel. The Mishavura Paskins, the Chabad Chaim Paskins, that when you do so, that you need to tell him what you've done. And he points out that maybe you want to think twice before you say lashon hara about the fellow, because you're going to be asking mechila in every Yom Kippur, you have to tell him that you did so. The only exception to that is in a case where, by doing so and telling him what you've done, the person will be embarrassed. So causing a person embarrassment is not right either. So you do not cause him the embarrassment. You just say you did something wrong. And if he's willing to be mechila you under those circumstances, so that's good. But in any situation where it's not going to cause the person embarrassment, so you need to tell them what you've done. This is a famous discussion between Rishon Salant and the Chofetz Chaim, but that's something we've asked in the halacha, that a person, when you're mafayis somebody, you do need to point out what you've done. So if he doesn't know what you've done, if you've done something directly to him, so he knows about it. But if you've done something behind his back, you're going to have to be informing him of what you've done, which should make you think twice before you undertake to do such an action.